Well, it very well could mark the survival or downfall of Sebastien Lecornu's second government. I'm talking about the so-called Zucman tax, which is a levy on wealth that French lawmakers have been debating today. Now, the left, on which the prime minister's government has essentially been partially relying, wants a 2% tax on wealth of over 100 million euros, which is a measure that was first proposed by the French economist Gabriel Zucman. But fearful that such a move could alienate the country's wealthiest citizens, the prime minister is instead proposing a 2% tax on assets and holding companies that are not used for business purposes. For more, we're going to cross now to our reporter, Antonia Kerrigan, who has been following these debates at the National Assembly.
Well, today is a bit of a crucial day in a lengthy process debating a budget that's, of course, several hundred pages long. And crucially on the table today, as we've said, is wealth tax. This is an austerity budget. It's looking to make 31 billion euros worth of savings, but in a nod towards the popular demand for what's being referred to as fiscal justice, the government proposed a tax on what's being called holdings. These are entities which wealthy individuals often use to register their assets to protect them against taxation. Now, the tax the government proposed was set to bring in around a billion euros due to an extensive list of exemptions. You can imagine a billion euros is much less than the left-wing parties are aiming for. This bill has been under debate since 9 a.m. with more than 70 different amendments being discussed, and left-wing lawmakers are outraged, as they say, throughout the course of the day with the amendments that have been voted, the scope of this already limited tax has only been narrowed. One MP said, stop pretending to be seeking fiscal justice with these ineffectual proposals.